Truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men we'll test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here on Friday, the 27th day of January. The purpose of the day is to check out, get yourself a couple of pairs of merino wool socks. Once you get a couple of pairs and you like them, you'll probably get what you need for a full supply. In addition, a lot of people don't know this, but there's also merino wool underwear. Now, what's the deal with merino wool? Here's the deal. The fibers are longer. Therefore, for almost everybody, they find this particular type of wool is not scratchy. I wear my merino wool socks when it's 10 degrees below zero, and when it's 110 degrees, my feet stay comfortable all year long with my merino wool socks. They come in the lightweight for dress wear, the medium weight, which is what I use most of the time for boots and casual wear, and the heavy Arctic variety if you need that. Okay, we have patient waiting in the green room, my friend Ruthie Andrews. Ruthie is a psychological professional. She does psychological counseling, and we're going to be talking about the events today and what's going on in her world of expertise. Good morning, Ruthie.
Good morning, John. A beautiful Friday to you and all of your fantastic listeners.
Well, thank you, my dear. And before we get much further, what is your office telephone and your website, please?
Yes, my office telephone is 417-531-5249. And my website is ruthieandrews.com, where you can find individual counseling services available, group counseling services, and as well as educational packages that I have offered for everybody.
All right. Well, Ruthie, we got breaking news. The governor of Georgia has called out the National Guard to go to Atlanta because of the Antifa riots taking place. I don't know any more details than that, which is kind of unusual. Riots, and well, of course, doesn't get all that cold in Atlanta, but riots in the wintertime are kind of a rare thing, aren't they?
They really are. Oftentimes, people are creatures of habit, and oftentimes, especially perhaps younger persons, they may not be as motivated to want to be out and about. There must be something dramatic happening that they would circle up the wagons and be causing such a hullabaloo at this point in time, which makes me think that there has to be an incentive. Typically, you would have to dangle something in front of somebody's face in order to entice them to do something that may be a little bit more difficult. and to rally around in a group. And so it makes me wonder if our old friend George Soros might be involved.
Well, what they dingle in front of them is, of course, money.
Exactly.
I got a note here. What happened in Atlanta was that five police officers killed a black man. Of course, all five cops were black themselves. Kind of hard to make that sound racist, isn't it?
Oh, gosh, absolutely. How often are we told that something is racially motivated when we have no insight into the depths of somebody's heart? Racism is held deep within soul wounds of somebody. And how can you make just a blanket call on somebody's life and what's in their deep in their brain and heart when you have no idea what motivated their intent? I just find that blatantly irresponsible.
Well,
on so many levels.
Sometimes it gets, and I'll use a personal example. I'm Caucasian, Scots Irish, and I'm 1/32nd Native American, by the way. And a relative of mine, a young lady, graduate, she's a credentialed teacher. She teaches elementary school, so she's got a 4-year college degree. I told her that according to standardized IQ tests, that Asians are smarter than the other races. And she called me racist because I mentioned this demonstrable fact that almost always Asians score higher than the other races. So I'm a Caucasian saying that Asians are smarter than me and I'm racist. Is there something wrong with that?
There's something crazily wrong with that. We know that there are people who genetically have inheritances and talents and giftings that are passed down generationally, that are held deep within the constructs of their person. And there are definitely certain people who come from different classes and cultures and races who are just better at doing certain things because of even the makeup of their body. John, if somebody has small hands and fingers, they are simply going to be better at doing fine labor tasks or playing the violin, for example. You are not going to find a 7-foot-tall person with giant hands playing the violin in a Philharmonic orchestra. It's not going to happen. There are certain things that certain people are simply more adept at doing.
Absolutely. Well, that was, what you said is true, but my point was a bit different. If a Caucasian says that another race is smarter than Caucasians, how can a Caucasian be racist? That's the real point.
Exactly, John. And you're absolutely correct in your point, in that speaking something that is truthful about somebody else, regardless of what it is that you're saying, it doesn't make you a racist. It doesn't. You are simply speaking a truer truth. You are coming into a higher plane of reasoning. And what's happening is that somebody is lambasting you and calling you a name, by the way, which is an ad hominem fallacy and an ad baculum fallacy. But we shan't go there. That really is a completely different conversation. Nonetheless, it is completely unfair and it's false about who you are as a person.
Well, Ruthie, there was a book published 10 or 15 years ago called The Bell Curve. The two men who authored it demonstrated with verifiable scientific fact of various differences between various races. And they got hammered into the ground, didn't they?
They absolutely did. Yes. When you speak something that is against societal norms or that is against what is commonly taught in mainstream media, my goodness, you are setting yourself up to just get eviscerated, honestly, and you will be called out in our culture of having to make apologies and to put forth a false sense of sorrow about who you are and what you have said, thus invalidating perhaps the truths that you have laid forth. You really can set yourself up for a giant fall in terms of your reputation these days. It's classically sad, truly.
Ruthie, something I'm aware of that many Caucasians aren't is that a black woman or black man who graduates from medical school is less likely to set up a practice in a black neighborhood because of affirmative action. People in the black culture are very, very aware of affirmative action. They want the doctor for their child who graduated because they're smart, not because they're black. Most Caucasians aren't nearly as aware of affirmative action, so they have less difficulty setting up a practice in a white neighborhood than they do in a black neighborhood for that very reason. Are you aware of that, my dear?
I am definitely a bit aware of that. And you're absolutely also correct, John, that when people go to look for any medical professional, you're going to look for somebody who's accessible, who's available, who has the right level of knowledge and expertise for what it is that you're searching for. I again indicate to people and tell that I worked for a health insurance company for 10 years, and I would oftentimes field calls for people who were looking for referrals and resources within their own local community, doctors, other paraprofessionals. In all of the 10 years, I had one person ask for a referral based on skin color. Any other time, and I fielded hundreds and hundreds of calls of people looking for referrals, it was based upon expertise, and it was based upon availability and accessibility. And yes, affirmative action has absolutely obliterated people's
confidence.
Ability to simply, yes,
confidence.
Being able to, yes, confidence.
You don't know. You simply don't know.
Exactly.
And that's, and you know, I'm not going to risk the health of my child or grandchild for an unknown. And that's tragic. But we're making a transition as a society, as a country, from being a meritocracy to a society based on racial preference as opposed to meritocracy. And that's a very dangerous area, especially when it comes to things that are a matter of life and death, such as piloting an airplane, repairing an airplane, being a medical doctor. There's lots of skill sets and careers that the consequences of what people know and don't know, their performance can literally be a matter of life and death. And placing people in these positions based on race instead of merit could have very, very dangerous consequences, couldn't it?
It really can have very dangerous consequences, even in terms of fair trade and commerce. When you have somebody who's wanting to set up a private practice in a business in a certain neighborhood, perhaps they are a person who's incentivized to want to give back. They really want to help their community. And it doesn't matter that perhaps their skin color is the same as somebody else's. They really truly have a heart's desire and an intent to give back. However, affirmative action would cause them to perhaps be disincentivized to set up a certain practice or a business in a certain place, thereby really causing an infringement in perhaps the fair trade and commerce and their ability to make money in a certain area. How sad is that?
It is. It is. And it's harmful. The cumulative effect, of course, is what hurts this as a country as a whole. Mm-hmm. And, I should mention, when we got open lines, you want to give us a call at 512-248-8252. Well, it's been a couple of weeks since we've talked. What issues are really on your heart this morning?
Yeah, John, just to talk a little bit today about depression. This is the time of the year where we have slid past the holidays, and we're, for some people, in a bit of the winter doldrums. A lot of people don't necessarily like this time of the year. There's not a whole lot to look forward to in terms of holidays. We're past that. And spring is still another 6 weeks, 7 weeks away. And this is a tough time of year. There's a little bit of less sunlight. And a lot of people feel like they're just getting by until we can get to spring. And I don't want for people to feel like that. And so I want for folks to think about, what is it that you can be doing for yourself in order to give yourself a bit of a joy boost? What is it that you can do in order to operate in a sense of joy, to activate into a sense of joy? What are the things that bring you joy? And if you can come up with a list of 2 to 3 to 4 to 5 things and think about how you can sew those things in, tie them in even 10 to 15 minute increments throughout the week to just give yourself a bit of a boost, that really can help tremendously during this time of the year. And I'm going to be weaving a few thoughts about depression and what we can do to work to elevate. John and his Willie as well, really kind of challenging some of our thought concepts and notions about what we think about depression today. There was a study that was released back in July of 2022 that really turned on its head everything that we thought that was true about depression. That in fact, depression is not linked to low serotonin levels. In fact, depression is not linked to a chemical imbalance. That what we find clinically speaking, that depression is linked to is lifestyle and lifestyle choices. If there are difficult things that have happened to you or that you choices that you have made, that is what causes somebody to slide into a low mood or even a dysthymic state, which is a low depression state where people around you may not even know that you're depressed. However, the study really upended everything that we thought that was true about depression. And we have found that the study's been validated. There's really a lot of evidence-based resources that show that the study is quite true. And here we are prescribing people selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, thinking that we need to get more serotonin into the brain in order to help people to function and to operate, when actually that's not the case. It's not a measure of needing to take more psychotropic medication. It really is, for a lot of people, how are you living your life? And are you activating into joy? And how are you making decisions and choices in your life?
Absolutely. Well, we have enough prescriptions written for these psychotropic drugs for pretty much every adult in the country to have one if they wanted, don't we?
It's true. In fact, 98% of the world's prescriptions are prescribed to Americans. We are a pill-happy culture. If there is something wrong, and I'm using air quotes, we are going to find a way to pull out a prescription pad and write for it. And when you show up at the doctor's office, you are not going to get whole health information or lifestyle change information. Really, per se, they're going to pull out their prescription pad and write for you. You're going to get a chemical answer from them.
Well, that's all they know. That's all they can do. Ruthie, we've got our first call here. We got Sherry in Kansas. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, y'all. Ruthie, recently I've read this book that I got from my granddaughter. It's This Is Your Brain on Birth Control by Sarah E. Hill, and she's got a doctorate. But she goes into what these hormonal-based birth controls does to a woman's brain, and it is really interesting. I never used hormonal-based birth control when I was in my fertile years, but it can really mess women up. And this woman could really explain to these, these lawmakers and stuff that don't know what the difference between a man and a woman is, let's just say. But I would really think that with your knowledge that you could do her justice in an interview. Because one thing she talks about is a hypothalamus pituitary adrenal gland axis and how it can put women in this cortisol loop, and it really affects their stress. And I can't really explain it. I've got to read it a couple times, but it's kind of like it just wears them out, and they go, it kind of sounds like they go into a zombie state, and kind of makes me think that these birth control pills, they have done a lot to mess up the communication between men and women.
That definitely, Sherry, can be a leading factor, right? Communication norms and standards are definitely a concern for a lot of folks and a lot of couples counseling. I that's one of the things that I do. However, Sherry, you're absolutely correct. Birth control can be a hot mess for a lot of people. Now, there's some women I have seen that take it and really have no ill effect, or seemingly have no ill effect. However, there are some that are hypersensitive. And I have seen women take birth control and within a day or two notice dramatic differences in their mood and have to get off almost immediately. They really have no tolerance for it whatsoever. And in fact, there's multiple different concerns when somebody is taking birth control. And in fact, you must be also concerned about your diet. You are taking estrogen when you're on birth control. And in fact, if you are also eating soy, that can be a concern because soy is estrogen. So you've got estrogen coming in multiple ways. It can cause
Can I hang on?
Hold on, Sherry Ruthie, and we'll be right back after the break.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's SusannaSecret.com. SusannaSecret.com.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's SusannaSecret.com. SusannaSecret.com.
This hour is brought to you by EMP Shield. If you want the exact same equipment the Department of Defense uses, the exact same equipment to protect their vehicles, that's available at my website at thelibertyman.com with a nice $50 discount on each piece of equipment. Visiting with Ruthie Andrews, a professional counselor, and her office telephone is 417-531-5249. I say again, 417-531-5249. Her website, where you can get a lot of great information, is RuthieAndrews.com. And we got Sherry with us. And Sherry, you have a follow-up question or comment?
Well, actually, as far as estrogen, she said that, and like you say, women are individuals. They're different. And that's actually why she recommends that you start keeping a diary before you go on hormonal birth control. because there's such slight, there's differences that happen that you may not even detect. You know, you more likely detect them, your friends might tell you rather than you detect them yourself. But, you know, because in the, what they're doing in the first part of your cycle, they're trying to suppress the estrogen, you know. But anyway, I just thought, you know, it would be good if John ever needed you to sit in for him because he had something going on, you know, even if you record an interview with her to play, because it's really interesting. Last, when this came out in 2019, she was at TCU. She's a professor there doing a research professor. And another interesting thing she said is that a lot of times they don't have women in trials because they're so different in their hormonal fluctuations. If they're not on a hormonal birth control, can really throw these drug trials off. And so, you know, they do mostly men because of the cost of the trials. And I thought that was very interesting, too, especially if you're in your reproductive years taking time. And I would think that would affect these drugs they take for depression, because she does get into how, you know, all this hormonal fluctuation can affect depression. So.
Okay, let's get some response from Ruthie. Ruthie, you and I had a private conversation a while back where you mentioned the hormonal different changes from these birth control products cause women to be attracted to what might be called bad boys instead of good, solid men. Can you comment on that, please?
Yeah, absolutely. So when you are taking something externally, a drug coming in from the outside is going to change the constructs of what's happening on the inside of your person. And Sherry quite eloquently just talked about some of the pieces that can happen on the inside. And there's definitely brain changes that happen. And as well, Sherry's absolutely correct. When the body's dumping more cortisol, that is going to induce stress into your person, and that will also imbalance your immune system, by the way. So there's multiple systems in the body that are now involved, right, that are implicated and that are compromised. And so your perspective, how you see the world, how you are taking in information and then processing that information and what you're perceiving around you is going to shift and change. What you might be attracted to or what you might be inclined to interweave or connect into in one phase or aspect of your life when you're chemical and drug free is absolutely going to be different when you're under the influence of any mind altering substance, which can include birth control. Absolutely. Again, I used to work in drug and alcohol treatment, and how many women have I worked with when they're under the influence of ABC, XYZ, whatever it is that they're taking, and birth control's definitely in the mix of that, right? That they are now partnered up with somebody who they wouldn't have perhaps picked in other circumstances, that their life circumstances and the chemicals that they are taking induce their decision making or compromise their decision making process. Absolutely, John.
Well, multiply that times how many million young women taking these drugs, and we may have a big part of the issues that our society is facing, adverse issues, couldn't we?
Yes.
That was my thought. Okay, I'll hang up. Thanks.
Okay, bye. Thank you, Sherry. I'd like to point out, there's no country on the planet that comes even close to the dollars spent per person per year on healthcare in the United States, on one hand. On the other, there's about 40 countries, I don't have the list in front of me, where people live longer than the United States. Something's really broken with that picture, isn't it?
Something's drastically broken, and I hear people ask me all the time, when will I heal, when will I heal? Something's drastically wrong. Yes.
Absolutely. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Mr. Sandman. Dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. Ugh, what's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend the Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com. And Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say there's more action going on in the bedroom than snoring.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around, and be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop and lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop and lift?
Our EaseOff is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the EaseOff installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com. That's EaseOff.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM. Where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM. That's where you meet it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question, the only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. The video of the high-level Pfizer executive admitting on video that he and his company were manufacturing biological weapons. When you manufacture a virus that hurts and kills people, you're manufacturing a virus, a biological weapon. That's on my Twitter feed at thelibertyman.com. We have products here also that will help you achieve your goals. The commercial quality freeze-dried equipment from Harvest Right, I am a Harvest Right dealer, I'm proud to say, is available there. And of course, we have the Liberated Rocketeers. We'll be talking about those at the bottom, at the top, the third hour. And as always, the Energy Cleaner. If you have arthritis pain, what are you waiting for? The Energy Cleaner will help. Are you doubting Thomas? No sweat, GI, because I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee, something your healthcare professional is highly unlikely to do on the Energy Cleaner. Check it out. Place your order right there for your Energy Cleaner and your mattress pad at my website using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa, or just call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Ruthie Andrews, a professional counselor. Her office telephone is 417-531-5249. I say again, 417-531-5249. Her website is ruthieandrews.com. Are you ready for our next caller here, Ruthie?
I absolutely am.
Okay, we have John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Hello?
You're on air, John. Go ahead.
Question. Ma'am, have you ever watched, concerning the riots in Atlanta, have you watched a couple of documentaries called Uncle Tom and Uncle Tom 2? It's by Larry Elder, hosted by Chad Jackson.
Yeah, I have not, John.
There seem to be two or three main streams of black civil rights two schools of black civil rights philosophy. One was embodied by Booker T. Washington and George Washington Carver, and another by W.E.B. Du Bois and the NAACP as it's developed. I understand. Do you know anything about what the fate of Booker T. Washington's school of thought of economic engagement and from that flowing political and civil assimilation? And would this in the NAACP that wanted political activism and resistance? Of course, the NAACP came to eventually became dominant, but Booker T. Washington faded out, and it appears that foul play was involved. Do you know anything about that?
I've definitely read about Booker T. Washington's, I've read a biography on his life, but I'm not familiar with what you're speaking about, John, no.
I mean, there's a lady, a nurse, who has come out with a book that says, and there are other people who have alleged that that Booker T. Washington and several of his compatriots were assassinated for their views, and this caused the Booker T. Washington and the black conservative ideology to be pushed to the background, and for the activists and even the violent resistance and nationalist types and Marxists to come to the forefront. It was done by a collaboration of Woodrow Wilson's secret service plus the Bull, which was a black auxiliary of Skull and Bones, and Skull and Bones, and what else? I'm not sure. It was some other secret society. Do you know anything about that?
So, John, I'm definitely familiar with a number of different secret societies and how they function and operate. And yes, they definitely do. My goodness, they'll take anybody out and assassinate them if you cross them, and if they see that there's a benefit to them. Yeah, it's true.
Okay, but you don't have any. But you can get it's called the 60 Days to Death, is the book's name. And it says that he died under very suspicious circumstances. And it appears he was poisoned with hemlock.
Yeah, that's an important point, and that was definitely bears looking into a little bit further and doing some research as to what potentially happened to him. Absolutely.
Okay, John, usually move. John, we're not getting anywhere with your questions. Ruthie simply doesn't know the things you're talking about very much.
I also want to ask her about a health issue. What are some positive things you can do for insulin resistance?
There's a number of things that you can do potentially for insulin resistance. And number one is to perhaps move to a low leptin diet. That can make a difference for a lot of people. And as well, really working on where you're at with your supplements. And there are some interesting studies that have been released in the past couple of years in regards to even type 3 diabetes and how cortisol is implicated in higher stress reactions in people, again, and how it complicates people's blood sugar. There's a number of alternative, perhaps I'm going to call them treatments, perhaps not remedies, but even grounding, for example, there's been some studies that indicate that if diabetics take their shoes off and just simply ground, walk outside for an hour each day, that can drastically reduce their insulin resistance and help to regulate their blood sugar. So there's definitely a few pieces besides just working on diet that surely can be done in order to assist somebody with their blood sugar levels. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, John. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for your call, John. Our next caller is Trevor in Illinois. Good morning, Trevor.
Good morning, John and Ruthie. I'm so happy that John asked that question about the diabetes that led you into talking about the low leptin diet. That was my question. With the cortisol, when it increases with stress, and John, you've talked about, I think there's a book, Food as Medicine. My question was about the Gundry diet that Sam talks about and what you and Sam eat and what you freeze dry to be on that Gundry diet.
Oh, that's a fantastic question, Trevor. Thank you so much. My freeze dryer is actually running right now as we speak. I have a batch coming out about noon today. I freeze dry a lot of vegetables, but they're low lectin vegetables. I freeze dry sweet potatoes. I freeze dry turnips, Brussels sprouts, any greens, all kinds of greens, broccoli, for example, and Swiss chard, collard greens, mustard greens, turnip greens, kale, spinach. I've got arugula going. Those are the things that I really focus in on, things that I could potentially put into soups and stews if push comes to shove. I've also got a batch of meat going right now. I did a number of different roasts, and some people will freeze dry raw meat. I don't find that to be preferable at all. I cook mine first before I freeze dry it. So I've got 5 trays going right now of pot roast and other meats, along with just a few, again, sweet potatoes. Those are the things that I focus in on. If I do something that's a bit higher lectin, I may do tomatoes. I really try to stay away from potatoes and pastas. That is not something that would be beneficial for Sam. And I as well try to focus in on other root vegetables. Carrots, for example, parsnips, beets. Sam does really well with beets. That's fantastic. And as well, artichokes and palm hearts are fantastic, as well as avocados and mushrooms. Those are things that actually freeze dry crazily well. Avocados freeze dry fantastic, even though they have a higher fat content. I just slice them very thinly. So I hope that helps a bit, Trevor. Those are the things that I focus in on. And really, in terms of Sam's eating, those are the things that we focus in on. I would have to say, for me, quite honestly, that I don't follow the low lectin diet as hardcore as Sam does, but I definitely, if Sam's having a meal, I definitely join on in with him. I just may add in a little bit more bread, but we'll just leave that between you, me, and the deep blue sea. But those are the things that I definitely freeze dry.
Yeah. So I've noticed in my own life that I have tendonitis that springs up in my elbows, and it's usually after I've had more sugar than what I'm used to, or what I, you know, around the holidays is really when it springs up. Is that from the lectins, or is that from just the sugar, or a combination of both, probably?
My goodness, that's kind of a diagnostic question, and it may be hard to say, but how many people, Trevor, indicate that when they've had sugar, when they've had a dessert, or when they've been on a day where they've been more carb heavy, which we know dissolves down into glucose in your person, you will feel the difference. Your joints become more achy. And especially if you combine that with a lack of exercise or movement, you will notice a sense of sluggishness in your body and your inflammation will increase. Taking in higher levels of glucose and refined white sugar contributes directly back to increased inflammation, which leads us to joint complications and concerns and other factors in the body, and again, an increased cortisol response. And so there's a number of factors involved there, but surely just increased sugar intake is absolutely an implicating factor there.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for all the information. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome,
Trevor. Thank you,
Trevor.
I appreciate it.
Thank you for the call, Trevor. The call number is 512-248-8252. What direction would you like to go next, Ruthie?
Yeah, talking a little bit more about depression, John, one of the things that I'd like to dive off into just a little bit here is talking about psychotropic medication. And how often do I see persons who are taking Lexapro, Prozac, Celexa? There's a number of different types of antidepressants, but oftentimes I find or see that when somebody receives a prescription or they have been on a prescription for a while, they truly do believe that that's a resolution for a low mood state or for just simply not feeling or operating well, that somehow we have come into a place or state of a belief system that you can find happiness in the bottom of a pill bottle. And that is simply not the case. When we are working with somebody therapeutically, I really let people know that the body will habituate to any psychotropic medication within 18 months to 2 years. That is not to say that the medication is addictive. That is not what I'm indicating at all. However, the body moves through a habituation process where it says, oh, you're taking something in from the outside externally, then I don't have to pump and produce and manufacture this internally. Your body will simply get used to what it is that you're taking. Therefore, the medication becomes less effective over time and it doesn't do what it is intended to do, which is to help to balance and regulate your mood state. And as well, for a number of people, John, we know from this study that indicates that there truly is not, for many people, there's not an imbalanced mood concern or problem indicated as to why they have depression in the first place. The medication that you're taking potentially is really having more of a placebo effect. It may not be doing what you think it's doing in the first place. I indicate to people quite often that as long as you're taking the psychotropic medication, the antidepressant, that's fine, but that you're really working on making lifestyle changes and really looking at what happened in the first place as to why you slid down into a low mood state in the first place. Let's look at environmental factors and family factors and other stress factors and really work on healing and resolving that so that you can not only get off of the medication, but really move into a different place in your life where you're functioning differently and that you are not hard pressed to think that you are only beholden to a pill. I don't want people to stay in that state.
Well said, Ruthie. Well said. Yes, we live in a friend of mine, a chiropractic physician. He was asked by some healthcare officials in Metro St. Louis to help with their anti-drug program, and he said, "Sure, I'll do that as long as you work with me to get people off all these prescription drugs that people take on a daily basis." Of course, he was turned down on that.
Yeah, absolutely. Needlessly taking prescription drugs. And I can't tell you how often, John, people will unroll their list of medications to me, 5, 10, 12, even 15 medications, and they'll proudly display to me all of the medications that they're taking as if they wear them as a badge of honor. My doctor told me to take this and look at all of the things I'm on. This is helping me to be, quote, air quote, healthy.
Right.
Not recognizing the chemical firestorm that you are causing on the inside of your person with all of that craziness, quite frankly. And that may not be helping or is causing other issues for you down the road.
Well, our society has gone that direction over decades. There's only two countries, Tucker Carlson mentioned this, only two countries on the planet that'll make it legal for pharmaceutical companies to advertise their products directly to the public, with us being one of them, of course. That would be a great thing to not have advertising to the public for these pharmaceutical products, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. There is so many of their processes and procedures only go on behind closed doors, and they do not let the public in on what's going on and how their work functions actually flow. It's a giant question mark as to what they're actually doing and how they are propagating their wares to the public. It's really snake oil, truly.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's unfortunate, but that's the state we are in, and we're not going to change it, you and I, but at least we can inform the ones we can inform to wake up, smell the coffee, and do the right thing, which is get off these drugs, right?
Exactly. People have to have a catchment point, which is a bucket to hold truth, and we can pour truth into the people that are ready to hear it.
We'll look at your summary of these matters after the break. We'll be right back.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back. We're back. Ruthie, what are your final comments to summarize your thoughts for this show?
Yeah, just a few thoughts for everybody. to be cautious and aware of your audience and what their perhaps tolerance level is and their catchment points for receiving the truth that you want to deliver to them. There are some people who just don't have the type of bucket or receptacle necessary to hold what it is that you are trying to pour into them. If they're holding a colander, for example, which is a spaghetti strainer, right? Right. It's like perhaps trying to pour water in and it's just going to drain all the way through. But if the truth that you are trying to give is perhaps a lower level truth, if it's not quite so fine, if it isn't quite so discerning, if it has a little bit more mass and heft to it, if it's a lower level truth, that's great. Let's start there because the colander will hold what it is that you're trying to pour in. To think about your audience and to give them what it is that they can tolerate and what they can hold, because they will chew and munch on what it is that you are trying to give them. They will think about what you are trying to pour in, and they will be able to hold and receive, and you will plant seeds with them. So just be aware. I don't want for you to cause frustration to your own person because you're trying to hand something to somebody that they're not ready yet to quite receive.
All right. We'll see if we can squeeze one quick comment in here from Amit in Massachusetts. We're almost out of time.
Good morning, Mr. Moore, and good morning, Ms. Andrews. I just wanted to make a comment that sometime last year, an RBN listener guided me to a book by Mr. Charles Walters. The title is Minerals for the Genetic Code. And the book covers an idea that many of these antidepressants or SSRIs have a fluorine molecule, and the author even goes to the extent that many physicians or prescribers don't know that the prescription they are making includes a fluorine molecule. So fluorine is so much damaging to us mentally and physically, but that's what the reality is. And this book is based on the teachings of a chiropractor, Dr. Olrey, O-L-R-E-E. So that's all I had to say, and thank you for taking my call just short of the end of your hour. Bye.
Okay. Thank you, Amit. Any quick follow-up before we wrap this up here, Ruthie?
That's a remarkable piece of information, and I'm actually going to be looking into that a little bit further. Amit, thank you. That everybody should take note of that. SSRIs having a fluorine molecule, that's remarkable to me. We know what fluoride does. That's a huge piece.
Amit's a retired attorney and a really bright guy. He's a regular caller. Ruthie, I want to thank you for being with us. We look forward to having you back in 2 weeks, my dear.
Thank you so much, John. Happy weekend to everybody.
Okay, thank you. Top of the hour break coming up. We'll be back with Brady. Brady is the production engineer over at Liberator Rocket Heaters in beautiful Bergen, Missouri on Old Route 66. I'm the executive vice president of the company, and my Liberator Rocket Heater is just a few feet from me, keeping the house nice and warm and cozy and saving me a lot of money. That's a lot of value there. Most everybody I know likes to save money, and that's what I'm doing with Liberator Rocket Heater. We just had my young lady here painting the around it with nice flat black paint yesterday to make it all look much more attractive. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is really is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumer's house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.